Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, next on the programme, the ISPCA has issued an urgent appeal for the public to consider adopting a dog after their shelters have been left bursting at the seams. They're the latest animal charity to highlight this issue of having basically far too many dogs having been surrendered. I'm joined on the line by the CEO of the ISPCA, and that is Dr. Cyril Sullivan. Cyril, good afternoon and welcome to Lunchtime Live.
Thanks, Adrian. Yep, delighted to be here.
So, Cyril, you have almost 200 dogs in your care. You're running out of space. This is a major problem.
It is, Adrian, and it's sort of, it's the fallout, really. It's a post-COVID fallout. We had one of our busiest years last year in that breeders who had a market, and I don't know if you went through this yourself or anybody you know, but they brought dogs in with the family at home when with COVID restrictions in place. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful time. It was an absolutely fantastic time, but it created a false market because the breeders found themselves with a massive demand, so the numbers of dogs supplied and the demand for them went up. So they reacted to that and started to breed more dogs, some legal, some illegal. And then overnight, it was really a false market because overnight, what happened was that market disappeared, everybody going back to work. Mm-hmm. So what the ISPCA found is that a lot of the less scrupulous breeders were leaving their dogs unattended to, neglecting them. We were getting, we get 10,000 to 15,000 calls into our helpline every year. And a lot of those calls are coming in complaining about breeders. And in one example, we rescued 115 dogs in South Tipperary in the middle of last year. We all left in effectively the size of a garage in containers, small containers in their own feces, etc. So it was an awful situation. So we had to rescue an awful lot of dogs last year. So what's happened then is when people returned to work, the rehoming that affected the breeders that brought those dogs in also has affected us in terms of we rescue animals, we rehabilitate them, and we rehome them. So what's happened now is that the rehoming numbers have gone down. So we have the numbers in our kennels, you know, going up rather than down.
And so this is really, this is a perfect storm, basically.
It is. And our inspector, it's our job, we've authorised officers that the same powers of a Garda Síochána in terms of animal welfare can seize a dog if they see it to be treated badly. And those 10,000 to 15,000 calls are coming in. We have to create space in our kennels for our inspector to be able to work and to continue to work. And it also puts pressure on our centres because they have dogs who would normally be rehomed within 2 to 3 months are staying for a lot longer. And it's a burden on the services and a burden on the team. They love the animals, they want them, but a forever loving home cannot compare to kennels. So we're appealing to the public today to you know, the people who are thinking of adopting or bringing a dog in, to adopt and don't shop. It's a case that if they take it from the ISPCA or take it from an animal shelter, they're giving a perfectly healthy animal, which has been treated to the highest standards in terms of veterinary care, into their home. The benefit, obviously, is they're saving a dog, but it's a massive benefit to the family as well. And all the research indicates that the love and care given to the dog is reciprocated throughout the life of the dog.
Okay, let's look at two aspects of this. Let's firstly look at the breeding. And as you said, during the COVID times, I remember talking to people at the time saying, are you sure you want to get a dog? This staying at home isn't going to last forever. It might feel like it's going to, but it's not going to last forever. How are you going to cope? And anyway, they did. They went ahead and got a dog. And in one particular circumstance that I know of, they had to surrender the dog because they went back to work. But in terms of breeding, and we know there are obviously some, there is some legal breeding, but there is a lot of unscrupulous breeding still going on. Is it as bad as ever or not so much?
It's as bad as ever, really. You know, we have the reputation to be the puppy farm of Europe, and that, I suppose, is a moniker that has not come out of nowhere.
Okay, but that's obviously fueled by demand. In other words, people are taking these animals, buying these animals.
Yeah, and also a lot of them have been exported. So it's a case that under the Dog Breeders Establishment legislation, these folk have to be registered. If they have a certain amount of breeding dogs, they have to make sure they register those with the local authority. The local authority carries out the inspection. But if somebody sets up and doesn't make themselves known and carries on illegally, okay, they're on the risk of being found. But what's happening to the ISPCA is the legislation that covers a breeder then translates or turns out to be legislation that covers animal welfare. So we operate under the 2013 Animal Health and Welfare Act, and our inspectors, when they witness neglect and abuse and cruelty, will seize the animal or rescue the animal. The problem is that if a breeder doesn't register and is unscrupulous, it goes from a Breeder Establishment Act issue to an animal welfare issue and ends up with the likes of the shelters and ourselves. And that puts a large burden on us. You know, so even though your friend may have abandoned their animal, I have no doubt that they found a home in some shape, manner or form. Mm-hmm. It is more the breeder issue for us in that the numbers of dogs that have been found and been having to be rescued have really skyrocketed since the end of 2022 up until recently. Now, we had an issue last year where we had to rent kennels because our own capacity was so far exceeded because of the issue, and our own board and our executive, we all decided we weren't leaving any animal behind. The upshot of that was that we ran into hundreds of thousands of unbudgeted costs because we had to rent kennels. And thanks to the public, we ran an emergency campaign last year and they responded, and we were able to get straight away through that. And we had it turned out to be a good year in the sense that the amount we achieved. But this is now lingering. And the issue for us, as I said, is this rehoming issue. So we really are calling on the public. So we're trying to create incentives. We're having the adoption fee. We're, you know, we have Maxi Zoo vouchers for anybody taking in an animal. We also have 6 weeks free insurance, pet insurance. And we also offer the option of a fostering, you know, in that, say, the likes of your friend who took the animal in, if they take him to the ISPCA, they can foster. So in terms of fostering, it just means that you can take the animal from us. So what you're doing from us here is you're giving the animal not forever, but a loving home and a loving environment, which no matter how good our kennels are, that's way better. We want that. Even on a temporary basis. And then you decide, this is going to work for my family, for my lifestyle or whatever. And you decide, oh, it does. I'm going to keep the dog.
Or it's like a test run.
A test run. And it just means then that it avoids any issues, you know, because if you buy from a breeder, it's a done deal, you know. But if you take from us, it just means that you have the option to come back to us and provide the service to us.
Sorry to cut across you, Cyril. Unfortunately, I'm a bit tight for time here. But tell me the sort of conditions that people have to abide by in order to adopt. I've heard some people complain that, you know, somebody came to check their premises and it wasn't suitable, even though they had all the good intention in the world to take an animal. What sorts of conditions do you have to match?
Well, it's an excellent question and it's an important question because from an ISPCA point of view, I described earlier how we, when rescue, we had a series of animals, you know, in cages and darkness and no real life and imprisoned in their own feces. We've rescued them. We've put them through veterinary care. We brought them back to full life and happiness. We're not going to let those animals go back into that sort of environment again. So, yes, if you come to us, you're going to have to fill out a form. You're going to have to sort of highlight where you're going to keep the animal and the family setup and the premises, etc. They're all vital to us because we really treasure these animals. We brought them back into, you know, good health and happiness, and we want that to be their life forever. So I think it's a small ask in loads of respects, and I think when people understand why they've been asked, and it's not to catch them out or it's not to say, oh, you're not appropriate or to, you know, it's quite the opposite. You know, we find in 95-98% of the cases, the person knows and the responsible owner will be responsible owner. And there will be the odd case where the garden is too small, it's not an appropriate animal. And even if you take, for example, Niall Harbison, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, he's written a book recently about Hope. He's rescuing dogs now in Thailand, but he started off as a successful businessman in Ireland. And he came to the ISPCA for his first dog as he worked. And it changed his life, but the actual dog he took was very different to the one he wanted. But it was a very positive experience. And I would say anybody coming to us, we will do our damnedest to match the dog to the person. And to the, you know,
okay. Person. All right. So if anybody listening to us right now is interested in adopting one of the 200 dogs that you have in your care right now in the ISPCA, what do they do? Who do they talk to? Where do they go?
Well, ispca.ie, obviously. We'll have them listed there. We have them on Instagram. We have them on Facebook. And if you can't adopt, obviously, you know, to help us to maintain the numbers of animals we have, we'd be delighted if people were prepared to donate to us. So our Facebook page will list out. Our Instagram will have them. And, our, you know, and if they go to rehoming at ispca.ie and Laura there will be delighted to work with them on matching them up with the appropriate dog.
Brilliant. Dr. Cyril Sullivan, CEO with the ISPCA, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.